Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marv Thornberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field. Kaline picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Hauser scores. Klimchuk moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Daly. Brown moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-0 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klimchuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-1 in the game. Boros hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Boros reaches second base with a double. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Bud Daly. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Hankins reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Lump reaches second base with a double. Hankins scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. Wood is hit by the pitch. Fernandez moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball four. Don Larson pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Leo Posada pinch runs for Don Larson. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.